Well, at this time here on a Monday, this is when we talk to Linda Lynch from KI Technology in East Lansing, as it is Tech Time. Good morning, Linda. How are you?
I'm fine, Rich. And you?
Doing very well. We're going to talk a little bit about social engineering red flags. Now, when you talk about social engineering, is that kind of another term for email? How would you define that?
It's a term that describes the technique that criminals are using to try and get us to go to websites or download malicious software through email.
Okay. And what is the number one thing? You mentioned several items related to red flags, what people should look out for. What's the number one thing that sticks out in your mind that would be considered a red flag when it comes to an email or a website?
I guess the number one thing is looking at the hyperlinks that are in the email. Maybe you get an email that is a hyperlink and it doesn't have anything else in the email. That would be one clue that that's probably not a hyperlink that you ought to click on, regardless of anything else in the message. You also might see hyperlinks that have a misspelling of a website that you recognize. So perhaps it's bankofamerica.com, but instead of the M being in America, it might be an R and an N, which if you just glance at it, looks pretty much like an M, and you might not realize that it's not the right website. Another technique that might be used in those hyperlinks is it might display as the correct website, but if you move your mouse over that hyperlink, it will pop up where it's actually going to go, and it might be something completely different than what's displayed on the screen. So those are three things you can look for in the hyperlinks that might be a part of that email.
What about the subject line? Because when I go through my email, I see what's in the subject line, and automatically I pretty much already know whether or not it is valid. Is that an obvious red flag as well?
That can be an obvious red flag. So you might see an email with a subject that looks like it's something that you want to look at, but when you open it, the subject doesn't match the content of the email.
Mm-hmm.
Or you might see something that looks like it's a reply to a message, but you never sent that particular message. So those are a couple of things that you can look for on the subject line.
And even above the subject line, you know, at the top of the email where it says from and it says to, you know, the obvious to and from, what should people look out for there?
If it's to a group of people and you don't know any of the other people it was sent to, that could be a tip-off that it's not valid. Or if it's sent to an unusual mix of people, so maybe everyone in your company whose last names start with the same letter, or a whole list of unrelated addresses. You also want to look at who it's from. So if you don't recognize the sender's email address as someone you normally communicate with, that could be a tip-off. If it's from someone outside your organization, but it's not related to your job responsibilities, let's say you're in accounting, but the email comes in and it's something that would go to sales, that could be a clue that this is not something that you should open anything or pay any attention to at all. Maybe it's from someone inside your organization or a customer or a vendor, but the email's unusual. It's not the type of email they would normally send. That would be a clue as well. Check to see what domain it's coming from. Is it a suspicious domain? Like instead of Microsoft.com, it says Microsoft-support.com.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a tip-off that it's not legitimate as well. If you don't know the sender personally and they weren't vouched for by someone you trust, another clue, if you don't have any business relationship or past communications with the sender, even if there's someone whose name you recognize, that could be a tip. And just the fact that it has, it's unexpected or unusual and has an embedded hyperlink from someone you haven't communicated with for a long time would be another clue.
And another thing I look for in the content is if it's not addressed to me or if my name's not mentioned and I don't know who the sender is, I get really suspicious there. What would you suggest as far as the content goes? If someone does not have, you know, if someone has a gut feeling that something may be out of the norm, what should they look for in terms of what's in the body of the email?
Well, if you have a gut feeling, always go with it. if they're asking you to click on a link or open an attachment to avoid a negative consequence or gain something of value, that would tip you off. Hopefully, most of us know that that's a red flag. If there's anything out of ordinary in the email or if it has bad grammar or spelling errors, although honestly, that's getting to be a lot less common as the criminals get more sophisticated. You don't see that as often. Anything that seems odd or illogical about clicking the link or opening the attachment, or, and this is one that I've seen a lot, asking you to look at compromising or embarrassing pictures of yourself or someone you know. So you, these emails that say, I can't believe what I just found online about you. That's not really going to be what's there at that link. So avoid all of those types of content.
And Linda, we have less than a minute left. For those who want more information about KI technology and are looking to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
They can give me a call at 517-333-6540 or visit our website at kitechnologygroup.com.
And this has been Tech Time with Linda Lynch from KI Technology in East Lansing. Linda, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome, Rich.